Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Lightspeed. Hello and welcome to the Lightspeed Magazine Story Podcast. I am Jim Freund, your host. Lightspeed Magazine is edited by John Joseph Adams, and our podcast is produced by Skyboat Media. In this episode, we will hear The Fairy Godmother Advice Column by Leia Sipis, narrated by Judy Young. This work is copyright 2022. Leia Sipis is the author of the middle grade series Sisters Ever After. The first book in the series, Thornwood, retells Sleeping Beauty from the point of view of Sleeping Beauty's little sister. Leia has also written four young adult novels and numerous works of short fiction. She is a two-time Nebula finalist and a World Fantasy Award finalist. Find out more about her and her books at leahcypess.com. But let's buckle up for now. We're going to Lightspeed.
The Fairy Godmother Advice Column by Leia Sipis. Dear Fairy Godmother, I work as the housekeeper for a collective of seven men. It's a non-normative living situation, but it works for me. I am estranged from my family due to my stepmother being crazy. Lately, however, I've been harassed by a woman trying to sell me apples. She is constantly offering me free samples and acting hurt when I don't buy. My employers have forbidden me from letting anyone into their home, and I value their trust. But I also know there are a lot of prejudices about old women who wander around forests selling apples, and I don't want to play into that. It seems like this woman is disadvantaged and has no societal support. Plus, those apples look delicious. Would it be so wrong to buy just one? A single apple. Dear ASA, no, it would not be wrong, just to get that out of the way. I want to focus, however, on your living situation. I have to wonder who decided that your stepmother was crazy and that therefore you had to take a position as an unpaid housekeeper who doesn't even get to invite her friends over or to eat enough. I encourage you to get a neutral third party to examine your life choices. It's even possible the apple seller could be that person. It's been my experience that many old women, including those who have done things traditionally thought of as evil, have a lot of wisdom to offer. If you are able to gain quick access to an affordable therapist, that would be your best option. If not, maybe next time the apple seller comes knocking, consider letting her in and listening to what she has to say. Your Fairy Godmother. Dear Fairy Godmother, I was astounded by your answer last week to tired of fireplace duty. Are you really encouraging young women to believe that fancy dresses and grandiose parties will solve their problems? Tired had good reasons for wanting to change her life. And I commend you for calling out her family's emotional abuse. But wouldn't it be better for her to focus on establishing appropriate boundaries with her stepsisters, rather than getting dolled up in the hope of catching a prince? Disappointed. Dear disappointed. A number of readers have written about that column, most far less politely than you. However, I saw no indication in Tired's letter that she was thinking long term. She simply wanted to go to the ball. I maintain that, Based on her new and unexpected resources, she has a right to pursue that goal. I myself am disappointed in those readers who have suggested that my identity as a fairy godmother has predisposed me to think true love is the solution to every problem. I do believe in the power of love, and I won't apologize for that. But I make sure to balance my impulses by seeking frequent advice from a consultant who is very anti-love and, in fact, tends to jump to place an evil spell on them as the solution to every problem. She often walks me back from my initial knee-jerk response. Long term, I agree, Tired must find a way to extricate herself from her family. As soon as she gets back from the ball, she should look into finding a support group. Your fairy godmother. Dear fairy godmother, I made some poor decisions in my youth, for which I take full responsibility. I'm now in therapy. But during those difficult times, I made a bargain with an imp, and he insists that I keep my part of the deal. His pressure is negatively impacting my mental health. I understand that the obvious answer is to give him what he wants, so he'll leave me alone. But what he wants is my firstborn child. He says that if I guess his true name, he'll consider the bargain fulfilled. I don't know where to start. Do you have any suggestions for me? Goldie. Dear Goldie, I come to this from a place of sympathy and compassion. A long time ago, I made a bargain with the witch. What I found was that after a lot of open communication, which included looking at our history from her point of view, we were able to compromise. She is now a valued consultant on this column, and it would look very different without her input. So I'm going to suggest that you sit down with the imp for a frank and open discussion. I'm very concerned about you and your child. Please follow up if you can. Your fairy godmother. Dear fairy godmother, I'm a prince who lives next door to an enchanted castle surrounded by a thorny forest. Recently, I found my way in. There's this gorgeous girl inside. I truly believe she is my soulmate. The problem is, she's asleep, and apparently I have to kiss her to wake her up. I'm not sure I'm comfortable doing that. I don't want to start off our relationship with something that feels vaguely non-consensual. That's just not the kind of story I want to tell our grandchildren. On the other hand, if I don't kiss her, she may sleep forever. Maybe I should kiss her and let her decide if she feels like forgiving me for it. If I don't, I'm sure some other jerk will come along who doesn't have my scruples, and then she'll fall for him and be worse off. Or am I just rationalizing here? Woke princes don't wake princesses. Dear WPDWP, it's not vaguely non-consensual, it's sexual assault, and your excuses for considering it are, in fact, rationalizations, and rather weak ones at that. I'm struggling to understand how you've fallen in love with a woman you've never spoken to. Have you ever imagined having grandchildren with women who have real opinions and attitudes that you have to deal with, rather than with a fantasy version of a woman who is conveniently too unconscious to challenge you? I think if you're honest with yourself, you'll find the answer to that question quite illuminating. My consultant, who is more of a co-writer at this point, believes you should throw yourself into the thorny woods and let them rip you to pieces. I'm not inclined to go that far, but I do think you need to seek therapy. In the meantime, leave your soulmate alone. Your fairy godmother.
Dear fairy godmother, I'm disappointed by the direction your column has taken in recent months. You used to offer people real help, magic slippers, enchanted roses, concrete advice about how to braid and climb hair. Now it's all examine your feelings and enforce boundaries and the copiest of all cop-outs, go to therapy. Honestly, do you want to put yourself out of a job? Do you think therapists tell their clients to go write to advice columnists? Last week, that poor girl was clearly asking for the imp's name, and you ignored her question so you could go on some tangent about your own marginally similar experience. What happened? Have your powers been stolen from you? Or is this consultant of yours the reason for the decline in quality? You have a sincere and devoted following, and many of us have access to sorcerers, witches, and royal treasuries. Maybe it's time for you to open up to your readers so we can help you. Rescuer, if you need one. Dear R-I-Y-N-O, I appreciate your concern, but I am fine. My magical powers are intact. In fact, just before writing this response, I reheated my cup of tea with a tap of my wand. What has changed is my understanding of the best way to use my powers. When I used to swoop in to save the day, who was I really doing it for? Shouldn't princesses and princes, but let's be honest, most of my summoners identify as female royalty, have their own agency? Even if they're trapped in an impregnable tower or deep in an enchanted sleep, surely there's a way they could rescue themselves. All they need is the inner strength to do it. That is what I have been trying to provide. However, I've realized that encouraging independence is not my strength. For this reason, among others, I have decided that it is time for me to pursue other opportunities. This will be my last column. I am sad to leave behind this chapter of my life, but I have the joy of knowing that my faithful readers are in good hands. My former consultant, who helped me find the strength to move on, will be taking over my role. Please grant her the same trust you have given me. Her advice has changed my life, and if you give her a chance, she will change yours too. Your former fairy godmother.
Welcome back. You've been listening to Judy Young reading The Fairy Godmother Advice Column by Leia Sipis. We hope you enjoyed it. If so, please help spread the word by leaving a review or rating at iTunes or the social media venue of your choice. Our editor is John Joseph Adams, and this podcast is copyright 2022 by Adamant Press. Our sponsor this month is Erwan Books, whose current feature title is Kalina the Soothsayer, the debut novel by Elijah Kinch Spector. As a listener to this podcast, you know that we publish it and most of the rest of our content for free online. If you don't already support our Hugo Award-winning journal, please consider checking out our many options, including ebook subscriptions and recurring patronage at lightspeedmagazine.com/support. Skyboat Media, the most respected independent audio production team on the West Coast, produces the stories for this podcast. They are headed by the Audie and Grammy Award-winning narrators Stefan Rudnicki and Gabrielle DeCure. Be sure to check out their website at skyboatmedia.com. Post-production was by yours truly. Our music and sound logos were composed and performed by Jack and Cade. Thanks for listening. That's all for now. See you on the Bitstream. I'm Jim Freund, wishing you cheers from all of us at
Lightspeed.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.